Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We've got Gina Latuca in studio with us this morning for our NewsHound segment from the SPCA serving Erie County. Hi, Gina. Happy Friday.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
We have the sweetest dog who's got just the cutest name, Delilah.
She looks like a Delilah.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we had to guess at her name. She is Stray. She came to us from Cheektowaga Animal Control. They transferred her in, which means we don't know a lot about her history. Now, she's a year old. We're thinking we've got her down as a mixed breed, probably some kind of a cur. And people hear Mountain Cur, spelled C-U-R, and sometimes they think of a standoffish type of dog or maybe a little private or introverted. And actually, when you think of curs and that umbrella term, they're anything but. And I bring that up because I love the term that our behavior department put under Delilah. They put inquisitive. She's inquisitive.
Okay. I like the idea of a dog being private. I mean, they pee
private,
in the backyard.
Introverted. That's right. But do they go behind a tree or a bush? Or do they do it right there for everyone
right.
to see? You know, I mean, you got to watch.
Yeah. Was Delilah the name because the ears are sticking up, meaning she's ready to listen to your problems?
And she's inquisitive. Oh. She wants to
like
hear
Delilah.
Everything.
Delilah.
That's very good. I didn't even think about that. So I'm just going to say yes. That's exactly what.
Her ears are just her best
yes.
characteristic.
Yes.
Is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, beautiful dog.
All right, so she is at the shelter?
She's at the SPCA serving Erie County. She is good for doggy entourage. Now, I do want to say she was adopted through our trial adoption program, If the Fur Fits. She was brought back 2 days later, not because of anything Delilah did, but the dog at home wasn't as happy to meet Delilah as Delilah was to meet her new
That's why meet and greets are so important.
Meet and greets are so great. But, you know, you can only tell so much in that shelter environment. We can have the meet and greet, but you're kind of in Switzerland there. You're on neutral ground. It changes every so often once you bring the animal home. And now the animal who feels that, you know, I have this home to protect. I have this pack mm-hmm. to protect. So our behavior team lets people know, here's what you want to look for. You want to see if this behavior changes. You want to look for that type of behavior. And these are the little signals that you might not be aware of. But these are the signals your home animal, your existing pet will give you if your existing pet is not so thrilled now to have a new sibling on their turf.
That's why If the Fur Fits is such a great program, right? Because you don't have that, you know, when you adopt an animal, you want to make it work.
Yes.
And you feel terrible if it doesn't.
And we realized, as we were looking at the hurdles to adoption, we realized one big hurdle when we put surveys out there. People thought that, you know, if I adopt an animal, well, what if it doesn't work out? What if it turns out someone's allergic? What if it turns out my pet doesn't like the new pet? They felt so badly about returning the animal. They felt like they would go on some kind of a never adopt to again list. Now, none of that happened, but there was kind of that dark cloud over having to return an animal. When you adopt an animal, knowing that it's a trial adoption, all of a sudden it changed. Just changing the name of the adoption to trial adoption changes that whole feeling about,
yeah.
Well, I would feel terrible. Because now we're saying, let's try this dog. If this dog doesn't work, you're going to bring this dog back. Let's try another one. Let's see what is the right fit. You know, we've always said, and I've said this so many times, it's not just finding a home for the animal. It's finding the right home for the animal. You know, we could just stand out in our parking lot putting dogs and cats and guinea pigs in cars. We don't want to do that. We want to make sure it's a home with the best chance of success.
Yeah, and I think that we got to find something for Delilah because I'm just looking at this picture again. Smiling face,
yes.
Ears up. I mean, just the kind of dog that you'd think a lot of people are looking for right now.
She's saying, pick me. You know?
Yeah.
And we don't have too much history. You know, that's the thing. However, she does appear to do very well on the Doggy Entourage, on the Dog Day Out programs. Even if this dog is a dog who at one time was house trained, we tell all of our adopters this. This could be a very well-trained dog, no house soiling. But when the dog goes to a new home, now there's a whole system of relearning what the appropriate signals are. Some of the dogs immediately adapt. Other dogs need a week or two to sort of relearn those signals or learn what you want them to do to let you know that they have to go out. I did have a cousin who had a Bell, and I thought it was unique, but the more I talk about this, the more I hear other people saying that they do it. She had a Bell on the doorknob of the door that she would let the dog out, and she trained the dog to ring the bell. So whenever the dog needed to go outside, the dog learned to hit the bell with her paw or her nose, and once my cousin Cookie heard the bell ring.
That's great.
She would let the dog out.
Wow.
And around the holiday season, she would change it to a holiday bell. So it was always very appropriate. Yeah, a jingle bell. Yes.
A jingle bell.
Always very. Sometimes it was a cow bell. Yeah. It was always a little bit of a different bell to, of course, stay appropriate to the season.
Yeah.
You have to do that.
I love that. You know, we're just coming off Halloween, which is probably one of the worst nights of the year for pets, right?
Yeah.
Now, it's probably too early this morning, but did you hear of any... You know, big issues last night with, you know, dogs that maybe ran out of neighborhoods or, you know.
Well, we may not be the organization that would know right away. It will be animal control. Because if there were a lot of stray animals who kind of panicked, you know, the animals, it's kind of like a thunderstorm. They don't know. They feel the world is ending now. The doorbell, the door knocking, especially in those areas that are still heavily trick or treated. The animals may have bolted out open doors. We'll know soon. We also have to be concerned about the kids who have this wonderful bowl filled with candy. We want to make sure the kids know you might not want to share that candy with your best friend, which is sort of contradictory to the lessons we're teaching kids all the time.
Share
your candy. You might want to talk to the kids about that. Sometimes we just take for granted the kids will know not to share chocolate with the dog, and sometimes they don't. They're hearing messages of sharing all the time. Make sure the kids know. Might not be best in this instance to share your candy with your best friend.
They'll share everything with the dog. It doesn't matter what it is.
That's right.
Even if it's not food. You know, here, take a drink out of my cup. Anything like that.
Yeah.
They'll do. I mean, yesterday could be one of those stressful days for pet owners, but it was nice yesterday because you could, and pretty much everybody on my street did, we were waiting outside of the front porch because it was so nice for all the trick-or-treaters coming by. So we didn't have the constant, like, at the door that just sends the dogs crazy for three straight hours. They were still going a little nuts, but, you know, they were inside and a little insulated from all the trick-or-treating going on, which was pretty nice.
Right.
They got to sit other years, you couldn't have done that.
No.
You know? Snow, rain, wind, you know.
You let the kids be outside and you're, you know, at home living easy. Well, last night, everyone wanted to be out there.
I felt good for the kids because they didn't have to wear coats over their costumes. Mm-hmm. You remember how terrible that was?
It was always the worst.
You hated that.
It was horrible.
It's like, what's the point of even putting the costume on?
Right.
I just got to wear a coat over it. No one's going to recognize these pants.
No one's going to know who I am.
Well, Gina, thanks again. Good luck with Delilah.
Thank you.
All right, let us know how she does.
Sure will.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.